The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
84 or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
I understand that winter has returned in certain places around the country, and I was out all day to this point digging in the dirt. And so forgive me if I'm not in radio mode at the moment. I want to be out there with the teeming biological life forms that you can find in the soil, planting in my garden. And yet I'm here with you. This is the sacrifice I'm willing to make to bring broadcast healing to planet Earth. Am I complaining? No, I'm not complaining. I'm just breathing in and getting the vitamin D going because this coming week is the week where we're going to Canada. Oh, Canada. Health, Total Health. 2016 with Ty Bollinger, Robert Scott Bell, the Doc of Detox, Dr. Daryl Wolf, Rachel Parent, Dr. Brownstein, and more. And Super Don, I only wish you were there, but you're going to be doing your Cajun crawfish fry or something while I'm up in Canada, probably.
Well, you know, listen, you've been hard at work in the garden today.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, this is the reason why people are starting to call you Farmer Bob.
It's not Farmer Bob.
It is.
Farmer RSB. You can do that. Stop with the Farmer Bob, man.
Oh, no. You love your garden, though, and it looks great. It really does.
It is. We planted a ton of sunflowers today. We were sprouting them, and then they were just going so fast, we had to get out there in a hurry. Planted some green beans, some more green beans today. As I said, we're caring for the blueberries, the fig tree, the papaya tree. What else is going on? Just looking for more things. After the show, I'll be back out in the garden today. You know, I'm trying to learn by what I do, not by what I say. Yet that's kind of a weird thing to do because on the radio, you can't see me do this stuff until we do. As Captain Morgan, our millennial assistant producer, says, you got to get on Periscope. I'm still not sure what Periscope is because in my day when we grew up, we learned about Periscopes were coming up from submarines from underwater and they'd kind of look around, right? That was a Periscope.
Right.
You want me to do the show from underwater? Is that what she's saying? What does she want me to do?
No, it's actually very cool. I've gotten somewhat familiar with it and as a result got to watch the press conference last week of the opening of Vaxxed, the documentary.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. The Periscope allows you to do live through your phone video. So we could actually do some segments of the show live video-wise. That's interesting.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, once we get it figured out, we'll give it a shot and see if people like it.
I have to get out of my overalls. What are they called, coveralls?
Yeah, you got to put on pants now for the show. Sorry.
No, I was in shorts and almost nothing else today out there, getting soaking up the sun. Oh my gosh, the sun. You're going to get skin cancer. No, I'm preventing skin cancer. Anyway, I guess we should open with the stories about Vaxxed because it's playing up the Angelica Theater. And we've got lots of friends that have gone now to see it. And I've actually asked one that I've known since high school. She's up there in New York City, Tiffany Ray Larkin. She says she'll join me, maybe a friend of hers as well, in the arts and writing realm, can talk about their experience, what they witnessed, if they talked to anybody in the audience. I do want him just so curious about how it's going up there. And so we're going to go there. Now, the media propaganda is willfully ignoring the core intent of the movie Vaxxed, the mass media, mainstream media. Why is that? Well, if there's nothing to hide, if there's nothing to worry about, right, as they say, Andrew Wakefield is a crank, he's a quack, he doesn't know what he's talking about, he's been discredited, he's been defrocked and delicensed, etc., as they say, then what's the big deal? You should have everybody go see the film because then they'll see as well what you see, right? How absurd it is. It's ridiculous. He's just making stuff up. But the reality is what's in the film is devastating and damning to those who believe that vaccination should be just accepted without any questions of safety, much less efficacy. And as they are disingenuous in their attacks on Wakefield and the film, they continue to go back to 1998 and claim that he was conducting a fraudulent study on children who had autism, claiming sometimes or somehow out of the blue that the MMR vaccine caused their autism. Now, this was a British study published in The Lancet initially. And it couldn't be farther from the truth in terms of what that study actually did. He didn't conduct any of the, an analysis in terms of the collection of sampling or anything like that. John Walker Smith, the MD, the senior lead researcher who was exonerated of any wrongdoing on the same study, did that. The parents were completely in line with what was going on. In fact, they're also in the film, if I'm not mistaken. I still haven't seen it. Just so grateful for what Andy Wakefield did in putting this information out. What Andy did, Dr. Wakefield did, was find that these kids all had a novel form of bowel inflammation, a form of enterocolitis, it's called. And in all of these children, there was evidence of the vaccine material, particularly the strain of virus that was contained in the MMR, was found in the guts of these children who had this novel form of gut inflammation. I can't be any clearer here. This is what he found. Now, 8 out of the 12 had autism. And the simple statement that more investigation is needed into a potential link was enough to get Andy Wakefield tatered. And that is an understatement. Professionally destroyed by the mainstream media, by tools within it answering to the pharmaceutical industrial complex. Never once in that study did he say MMR is the cause of these children's autism. He observed like a good scientist, reported his observations, and suddenly it was too close to the bone for the vaccine worshippers. So they had to destroy the messenger because the message was legitimate and is legitimate and has been duplicated since that time many times. So I want to be as clear as possible. If you go out into the world and slam Andy Wakefield or try to defend Andy Wakefield, remember that they're building a straw man up about that study so they can tear it down and say he's been discredited, don't go see the movie. And this is a part of what this is about, the suppression of vaxxed science. And we're going to hear from people that watch the film what their opinion is on it. It is, of course, somewhat anecdotal because you're going to hear from parents of children who were progressing fine and then reverted after the MMR, after the shots, that so-called healthy baby visit. And now we have a follow-up to Bob Wright from Autism Speaks. He was the head of NBC. I mean, this guy is the insider of all insiders. And I believe his grandkid it was that developed autism after vaccination. And so he started that. But this has been a shill organization, an organization that did everything it could not to utter the word vaccination in connection with autism. And last week he was on the Today Show with Matt Lauer. We played his audio. And he basically didn't give Matt Lauer the answer that Matt Lauer was looking for. He acknowledged there are issues of concern with vaccine safety. So now we got Allison, was it Camerota? How do you say her name?
Yeah, it's Camerota, I think.
Camerota?
She's with CNN.
So she asked this question of Bob Wright, kind of setting it up, kind of like Lauer did, but a little bit softer.
Bob, I can't tell you how many parents, dozens, I have interviewed who had the exact same experience that you did. After the children got their standard vaccinations that night, the child had a high fever. They were clearly in distress. They were screaming in mortal pain. They called the doctor, and the doctor said, you're having a vaccine reaction. I know this is very controversial. Are you satisfied that enough research and studies have been done to prove that there is no link?
Well, he responded similar to Matt Lauer's question as well, that he's he's semi-satisfied. He's like, we don't know that there is a definitive link, but he didn't dismiss it outright. And then going into the question of, well, how do we determine the evidence? He says it's pretty difficult. Give a listen to Bob Wright on this one.
I would also say that we all know, without any controversy, that a lot of children have very different reactions to vaccines, period.
Yes.
And all vaccines essentially are the same, of the same type of vaccine. And the children are all different, and they have different immune systems. So their responses are going to be like this, and pediatricians are too quick to say, oh, you fall in a normal category. Well, that normal category is like this wide. And that's where vaccine safety comes in.
So he's partly, let's say, backing off of the hardcore stance that vaccines aren't the problem. He says vaccine safety is the problem. The normal range is so wide you can drive semi-trucks through it. And pediatricians are too quick to say, you're in the normal range, you should get it anyway. All vaccines are basically the same, all children different. So he's stepping away from medical collectivism. And I applaud Bob Wright for doing that, even though there are a lot of people upset with him, and rightly so, and his organization for putting a big buffer between vaccines and autism and not addressing that gorilla that's in the room or that elephant in the room. So what can we do? And it goes all the way to the White House, the Bush and Obama White House. Give a listen to what Bob Wright tried to do.
And that's an area I did spend a lot of time in, trying to understand the CDC's vaccine safety program. I can tell you conclusively in that one, that program can be significantly improved for very little money. And we tried, and I tried with two administrations, the Bush administration, Obama administration, and I failed to get it. It got stopped in the White House in both cases.
My gosh.
And that's probably one of the most disappointing things that I didn't get done.
Okay, Bob Wright, former head of NBC, goes to the White House in the Bush years, goes to the White House in the Obama years, and is stopped from bringing this issue up of vaccine safety and the CDC's recommended program, One Size Fits All, for vaccines. That, to me, Super Don, is a stunning admission going all the way up to the White House that tells you who controls the White House, whether it's a Democrat or Republican in office. Again, our point validated here by someone who was not enthusiastically embracing the issue that vaccines may have something to do with autism. Stunning, stunning revelations from Bob Wright now.
Yeah, it's great to see somebody like Bob Wright double down here now on CNN, basically just saying that, you know what, hey, more research needs to be done. But here's the question. Is he going to get destroyed like Wakefield was for saying basically the same thing?
It's a good question. I don't know, because this guy has been on the side of the vaccinators despite having autism within the family. But he is now coming out and saying we can't continue to stonewall this issue. We'll see where it goes. Hey, when we come back, treating chronic Lyme disease with antibiotics, success or failure. Also, more on the movie Vaxxed with people who were there.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Robert Scott Bell Show. All right, notes are up. Thanks to Captain Morgan at robertscottbell.com. Follow me on Twitter at rsbellmedia, at rsbellmedia. Robertscottbell.com. You can call us live, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week here. Thanks to our syndicator, GCN. Heard around the world as well through UK Health Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, podcasts all over the place. Including Talk Network and Epic Times as well. Also now on the new SoundCloud stream. So you got loads of ways to really share the message of health, freedom, and healing liberty. I'm appreciative of you doing that. And I'm also appreciative of those who are waking up in the doctor community to the fallacy or the danger of putting people on antibiotics for life. Why would you do that? Well, one of the stranger things that has happened in the last 10 or more years now is the awareness and increased incidence, apparently, of something known as Lyme disease. Lyme disease. Have you ever heard of Lyme disease, Super Don? We've talked about it a little bit.
Yeah, we talk about it from time to time. And listen, it is a problem out there that you do hear. I guess it's more common than people realize.
Have you encountered anybody with Lyme disease that you
I haven't personally, no, yeah. But it does show up in the news, and we have had people call in about it from time to time as well.
Well, this thing called Borrelia burgdorferi is a really weird organism, microorganism. It's a kind of a spirochete. It can shed its cell wall, go into a cyst form. It's very crafty. And doctors have been struggling with this who are allopathically trained because they just throw napalm at it, right? Antibiotic after antibiotic, not 2 weeks of it, but 8 weeks or 2 months of it, or sometimes longer, 2 years of antibiotics. And, of course, we know how devastating that can be, but finally we're getting some information out there through the mainstream media. Time Lyme.com has an article that says treating chronic Lyme with antibiotics doesn't work, according to this study. And they were analyzing this, evidence-based. He's talking about this. Hey, how they doing after 2 weeks versus 8 weeks? They didn't do any better with 12 weeks, in fact, of antibiotics. But the thing is, you do those antibiotics all that time, you have all of the same symptoms you started with and more because you've devastated the gut, the seat of the immune system. You've created more opportunities for opportunistic infections, overgrowth of yeast and other things. And you haven't addressed the underlying reason why Lyme can proliferate, manifest, and overwhelm the body over many years. Now, of course, if you have an immediate exposure or a theoretical exposure or potential exposure due to a Lyme or a tick bite, you could flood the body with silver hydrosol, no doubt. And in fact, in terms of remediation of the long-term Lyme infections, I've worked with many physicians over the years. In fact, if you're a physician out there and you want to know how to address Lyme disease with silver particularly, I have some protocols I can share with you that I've worked with other physicians on. And they're not widely available or published at this moment. But if you send a message through the website at robertscottbell.com, I'll be sure to get it to you if you like. And this is something I want to see happen because of the devastation and the lack of knowledge of how to treat Lyme disease efficiently and effectively, much less how to diagnose it or determine definitively that it's even there. There's a lot of confusion out there in the medical realm. And none of this, whether you do antibiotics or a combination of antibiotics and silver or silver exclusively and other botanicals to modulate the immune system, none of this precludes what we talk about all of the time here, the need to detoxify, the need to strengthen the body by giving the body what it needs in terms of selenium, chromium, silicon, and the like. So it's not just about attacking and killing a Borrelia spirochete. It's about strengthening the entire body. And doing permanent antibiotic harm is not the way to achieve success. And I've seen some physicians use combinations of antibiotics and silver, some who have now gotten so good at this that they haven't had to resort to antibiotics in a long time, because they use a silver protocol with some other adjuncts. So I want y'all to know, especially physicians, or if you have a doctor or know a doctor that needs to know this, have them reach out to the Robert Scott Bell Show. I'll send them a protocol. Again, it's not my personal protocol. Other physicians have worked on this, and I want them to know what they can do, because this has been devastating too many people for far too long. And even prior to this, many in the medical community said it wasn't even a real disease or a real infection. It's very real. But there are many aspects to it, and it's not just one thing, it's everything. All right, there's it for the Lyme update here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. 866-939-BELL, if you'd like to be part of the show, call me now. We're going to go back to the movie Vaxxed, and it was screened once again at the Angelica Film Center in New York City. A dear friend of mine going way back to high school times, Tiffany Ray Larkin, says she's going to come on board and talk to us about it. And first-hand experience, what was it like, and what was the Q&A session like after the film last night, Vaxxed? All right, back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water, that's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
I really wish I could have been up there for the premiere of Vax at the, well, Tribeca, of course, well, invited it. And then, of course, Angelica Film Center in New York City picked it up for at least a week run, maybe two, we'll see. And I've been wanting to talk to folks who have actually been able to attend one of the previews, one of the actual movie showings, along with the follow-up Q&A with Andy Wakefield, Del Bigtree, and Brian Hooker as well. And someone did that. Someone I've known since gosh, high school or even farther back. Of course, she knows me when I was Scotty Bell, or Scott. And her name, Tiffany Ray Larkin. She's an artist, an actress, an activist as well in the New York City area. And she was at Vax, the movie. Tiffany, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Scott. Nice to be on.
Yeah, so this is just to confuse my humble and lovable producer, Super Don, because I remember years ago when we first started working together, and it was the Robert Scott Bell Show, and my wife would always say, Scott, call me Scott. And people got to learn back, if they've known me long time ago, that was the reality of that middle name. But let's move from there and go right to the heart of why is it you attended the movie Vax? What intrigued you about the movie? What brought you to go see it?
Well, let me just go into a little bit of backstory. Having been an actress and entertainment person for years and also in the healing arts, was sort of very difficult for me to just be in the industry and see a lot of different things that are happening. So, and, you know, I don't really want to support different companies that are, you know, creating pretty big situations for health for people. So actually traveled around the world for a couple of years and did alternative media webisodes about hopefully some solutions for some of the big situations happening to people. You know, the biggest one is the health situation of what's happening to people. So, you know, going into different conspiracy stuff, really radical stuff to not wanting to go there.
Uh-huh.
I just, you know, it's difficult for me to be in just a superficial way within entertainment. And, you know, I heard about Vax going into Tribeca, and I was like, oh, this is fantastic. You know, we can bridge this, these two worlds. We can bridge alternative media with mainstream. You know, it doesn't have to be, oh, conspiracy theorists. And then there's mainstream, and there's the crazy people. Then there's mainstream. It's like, this is fantastic. De Niro is going to have Vax in the Tribeca Film Festival. I was super excited. And then the next thing I hear is, wait, something's happening. He's getting bullied. Something really big is happening. Wait a minute. He's pulling it out?
Mm-hmm.
What happened, you know? And then I hear he has an autistic kid. He's like, you know, I just want a dialogue about this. I just want to hear there's just, you know, a dialogue. That's all.
So wow. you had Tiffany, you had two aspects of this. One is that you have a background in the healing arts as well as the film community, too. So you saw both.
Yes.
And also you said as you traveled around the world, you recognized perhaps corporate and government collusion on the issue of big pharma, vaccines, et cetera.
Yes. Having been living in Brooklyn, New York, something happened. I got some sort of poisoning living by the Gowanus Canal in Brooklyn and Greenpoint where that huge spill happened and some sort of major pesticide poisoning happened to me over there. And it's been several years of getting my health back. And that was one of the reasons why I was traveling around the world looking at all these different alternative healing solutions for myself and for the epidemic of what I'm seeing with the people that I work with as well. I have NYC Healing Hands. I was trained by a woman who just generated tons of electricity years ago in L.A., who was just waiting for me in a little cafe, had dreamt of me, said, I have to train you. I wrote
cool.
a book about it. It's called The Reluctant Messiah on Amazon. It's a very spiritual, magical adventure journey. But anyway, so that led me to a sort of a different path within entertainment, you know, one to just a higher path, you know, and mm-hmm. to see – what's been going on. I've wanted to bridge these two worlds of
right.
alternative and mainstream, you know? And so I really was excited about seeing De Niro doing that. And then, so I was like, okay, we have to go see this premiere. I've been hearing about, you know, what's going on with the vaccinations for years. Nobody really knows the details. Well, I tell you, this spells it out. And that audience leaves. There were people crying there. It was, this thing is going to ripple out across the world. There was such a cover-up for years. Only four or five scientists were in charge of this thing. And one guy, he wants to do the right thing now, so he's speaking up about it. So literally these four or five people covered up these statistics that show these children getting autism, literally had the footage in the film of a child one day, perfectly normal. The next day, gets the shot, instant fever, instant gastrointestinal aspects, which nobody mm-hmm. talks about. Wakefield actually studied gastrointestinal stuff and Crohn's and was like, what's going on with this inflammation, the gut?
Yes.
The links to this stuff. So fever, then they started going into seizures, instantaneous.
Yeah.
And so these people that have had their lives turned upside down, right? Somehow the drug companies lobbied and got it to where all these people that are suing now the drug companies cannot sue the drug companies. They have to sue our own federal government. Right?
Wasn't that shocking?
So the taxpayers are now paying for these $5 million per case suits of autism, which they're negating and saying they're not liable by this false information that the CDC covered up because they also don't want these lawsuits, people to have to be paid.
Tiffany,
so like
I can hear you. You are fired up, too, after seeing this. Now, do you think that people...
Can I cuss on here?
No, please don't cuss. We got to deal with FTC. But I know I want to when I deal with this stuff too. Believe me, the passion is there. But when you were saying
so angry, it's like it's all there. And now, and it's the MMR vaccine. And the Wakefield said, he said, look, you know, I'm not anti-vaccine. This is not anti-vaccine. I'm anti-MMR because of what we're seeing happening right after the injection. He said, look, just give the kids a single dose. Give them the measles, the mumps, the rubella separately, and they'll be fine. When they heard that, they blacklisted this guy, Wakefield, right? They persecuted him. They pulled the licensing for the single dose injections to where they weren't even available for people and forced the deadly vaccine on the people.
It sounds like if you're getting all of this from the movie, then it's coming through very clear because you're communicating the outrage about many of these aspects. Having now seen the film, now you sensed the audience was very angry and upset. Were there anybody?
Everyone's so upset.
What about in the Q&A follow-up to this showing last night? Because Andy Wakefield and the gang were there, Brian Hooker, I believe, and Polly Tommy, I believe. And were there reporters challenging this or people challenging it? Or were they more alongside saying, you know what, we've suffered this way too. Thank God, finally this is out. What's your sense of what happened?
This was the people, the first wave of people that have been waiting for this. This was people that have been affected by this. I'm now seeing a wave, an ocean of people with that symbol. I love the truth, the CDCtruth.org now with their Facebook symbols. There is an ocean of people that are in the wake of this, that were waiting for this, that have been silenced, that have been ignored, and they were all there. And that's why some people had to leave and were crying because they knew.
They knew.
So it's all
now,
supporters.
Yeah. So it was.
All
then
put together.
All right, Tiffany. So by and large, at least the audience you were with was very supportive of this and grateful for the message. Can you relate anything interesting that happened afterwards in the Q&A session? An interesting tidbit of information about the film or something else that might not have been in the film?
Honestly, I left right after.
Okay,
I'm not gonna
that's
lie.
Okay.
But
that's
I did okay. talk to Dell right before, and I tell you, this guy is 100%. I mean, his conviction, his morality, this guy is the man. I mean, these guys, you know, stellar human beings.
Yeah, Dell Bigtree, interesting. And I had not interviewed him yet of all the folks that were involved in the movie, and I'm anxious to do so. He was a producer on the daytime television show The Doctors. They were being
fed,
evidently, as we've discussed and covered on this show many years, the CDC has embedded folks in Hollywood, in the television industry, to kind of feed stories and keep the specific way these stories are related consistent with their view. And now this guy threw his career away by some standards, people will say. How you go to work with the pariah, Dr. Andrew Wakefield, whose name is just dragged through the mud every time it's mentioned in the mainstream media? You're talking about a guy who must have seen something so shocking that he was willing to walk away from all of that.
Well, it was, I think he said, after, you know, having his own children and not even wanting one hair on their head to be injured, you know, the love for your child and then seeing that, you know, that would not allow him to be silent when he saw what was happening to people's children. And it's just beyond belief. It's beyond belief.
Now, what about your connection to this film community? The creative community tends to be a little bit more politically inclined to the left side of the equation, liberal side of the equation. And oftentimes they see solutions in government. But here we're seeing a difficulty in adopting that kind of viewpoint because the government has been intricately involved in facilitating the cover-up here at the CDC.
Right. Well, that's where I, you know, I kind of hold a unique position to walk a fine line between mainstream people and alternative, you know. And so I really walk that line. And I, you know, at some point we got to stop blaming each other. We do have to come together as human beings. And it's about healing and progress and not about, you know, just persecution and you know, witch hunt here. So it's about consciousness raising. And, you know, we have to come back to that. So what's done is done.
Well, it sounds like you're
about that this will be generations of autistic, huge populations of autistic people and the trillions of dollars that it's going to take to care for these people. It's a really big deal. And that alone could literally like bankrupt, you know, like a budget and stuff. Like it's,
well,
it's a
and
really
that's
big
a,
deal.
That's an important point to make because those of, you know, half the country, the divide there between left and right, the left, you know, in the Bernie Sanders school of things, let's have everything covered. But if you continue to turn a blind eye to the CDC's vaccine schedule and the creation of autism through these vaccines, you bankrupt the system before it even gets started. There's no way it can be covered.
They can't handle it. They can't handle it. There's no way that this will be able to be, you know, this is creating is an epidemic health situation here, and it's undeniable. All the footage is there, all the stories, all these parents have been silenced, and now you're starting to see them sprouting up all over Facebook, all over Twitter, their stories, their, you know, them having been ignored.
All right, Tiffany, Tiffany, we're out of time, my old friend. It's been so good to connect with you again, and I hope that we stay in touch on this, and
great,
I appreciate
what you're doing. I love your show.
Well, thank you, and I love what you're doing as well, making a bridge for folks to bring that healing back where it belongs with each and every one of them. All right, we got lots more healing to go. That was Tiffany Ray Larkin. She's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Check it out. Call us now. We'll be right back.
Great heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop,
you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
December 7th, 1941. A date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Where's the Robert Scott Bell Show going next? How about Total Health 2016, Toronto, Canada, April 8th, 9th, and 10th? Another big event, June 23rd through 25th, the IAC convention, and just added, the International Association for Near-Death Studies is hosting Little Old Me, RSV. And we're going to be broadcasting there. I'll be speaking at that event. And, it's not the Robert Scott Bell Show going overnight. It's expanding into new arenas, new areas where healing is possible. You know, Super Don, sometimes it takes dying to appreciate living.
Well, I can't imagine anything that might cause you to feel more appreciative of living than dying. That's like one extreme to another, right?
But you've heard stories about people who have, like, gone to the other side, come back, and suddenly they're transformed. They're like, you know, a different person. The greatest example of that is Danion Brinkley, Saved by the Light. He's self-admitted, really mean guy. Comes back, and he's just like this amazing thing that he's impacted millions of people around the world. Now, we talk about happiness. There's an interesting story here out of the Telegraph of the UK for our listeners on UK Health Radio. Why a gloomy outlook could be the key to beating stress.
I laughed when I saw this.
Yeah, right. It just wants you to be bummed out all the time because that way you'll beat stress. What are they talking about here? Well, I guess evidently this is an electroshock therapy test where the kids or teenagers, I don't know, students were playing a game where they had to find, you know, under a rock, turn the rock over. If there's a snake under it, they'd get an electric shock. It's an electronic game of some kind. They wouldn't really get bitten by a snake. But they measured stress levels associated with this. And once they figured out the game and pretty much knew what to expect, their stress levels were altered. And even if they knew there was a snake under the rock that they were uncovering and they were going to get a shock, the fact that they knew it was coming and they expected it, it reduced their stress levels. So is this an encouraging story, Superdon, to say we should just expect the worst in life and then we'll never be disappointed? Is that what you get out of this story?
Well, listen, it certainly suggests that. But, you know, what they don't take into consideration here are the downside. Well, I mean, what is the downside of just being negative and gloomy and just never having any expectations and always expecting the worst? You know, you may have less stress that way, but then you're probably going to be dealing with things like depression. I mean, that sounds depressing to me.
Yeah, you might have fewer friends. I mean, who wants to hang out with a with a doggy downer, right? But I sort of get this, though. The idea that, you know, if you're going in for like a job interview and you kind of think you're not going to get it, you're probably not as stressed as if you're anticipating you might, but you don't know, right? Perhaps
yeah,
that's the
issue.
But
if you don't go into it with that positive attitude that you're going to get it, guess what? That translates into your attitude.
Yeah, the energy
into
you put
your motivation.
Out. Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Somebody who, let's for the example, a job interview, they're going to see that. And so that probably would be the reason why you didn't get the job.
Well, how is it that maybe we can get to the point where you're not so attached to the outcome, which is kind of weird to say that, especially if you're hanging on the edge because you need a job, you want a job. But what if you are able to let go enough, that concept of surrender? And this is a spiritual concept, not I put my hands up, I give up, you can put me in whatever. This is a concept of letting go that which you have no control over, doing everything you can to do your best, to give it all you got, and then turn it over for those of you who believe in the Holy Spirit, whatever it is that is the force, right? The guiding principles on the planet and this universe. Turn it over at that point.
And there is something to that because when you, and I went through this myself,
mm-hmm.
where when you always try and force an outcome to be what you want it to be, it's never what you want it to be. That's just how it works. It's a hard lesson to learn sometimes. When you just go into it and you go, you know what, I'm just going to deal with the here and now in the moment, mm-hmm. and when a situation comes up, I'm going to address it. But in the meantime, I'm just going to let my life be just as organic as possible. The things that you want happen, and sometimes – this is the fun part. Sometimes the things that you thought you wanted, you find out you didn't.
Yeah, well, who was it that wrote that song, I Thank God for Unanswered Prayers?
That was Garth
Brooks, right? That's an idea, too. Oh, the other thing, CBD, cannabidiol. CBD will help you take that anxiousness away. It's available in all 50 states thanks to my good friends at CannaVest. CannaVest.com, RSB15, gets you 15% off all their CBD products. And you don't have to wait for an act of legislation to get them. All right, lots more healing to go next hour. Statin drugs, because you don't want them, but the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.